Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to take a look at the unfolding drama and the storyline of St. Peter's life that now gives given to us in the Acts of the Apostles. The church has been providing teachings, you know, the daily liturgy of the unfolding of the life of the church. And of course, Peter is a central figure there as it's unfolding. And it's so beautiful to see the transformation that happened in Peter's life. And I know the Lord wants us to draw great encouragement from it. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can also download them. Best thing to do is just to download, go to the App Store and download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to the programs whenever you'd like, or the Ave Maria app. You can listen to them on either one. Also want to mention the free booklet that I'm giving out called Unfailing Promises. I wrote the booklet for this season in part, the importance of being able to connect with the Lord's promises in our life in the midst of trial and struggle is really crucial. His promises are true. He wants us to build our life on and to trust deeply in. His word is sure. And his promises for you and for me, as St. Peter says, they're unfailing. They're amazing. And they're meant to be the foundation of our life and a key part of the vision that we live with and the sense of purpose that we're walking in each day, knowing exactly what the Lord has called us to and what he's given to each and every one of us to be able to fulfill his purpose, when just as we see unfolding in the life of Peter and the apostles. Of course, you know, after Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, he had spent his last moments with the apostles and he told them, repeating what he had said in different ways and at different times. He told the apostles, you know, at one point earlier in the Gospels that it's better for you that I go. It's better for you that I return to the Father. And of course, they couldn't imagine that. Like, how could that be better? Well, it's better, he said, because he would send the Counselor. He would send the Holy Spirit, which the apostles would come to learn, you know, the third person of the Trinity, that literally Jesus said, you won't have anything to fear. I will be with you always. I'll give you the strength you need. I'll give you the words you need to speak. When the time comes, you can totally rely on me. And my brothers, sisters, I will never leave you. And we know that now through the gift of the Holy Spirit that's given in baptism. The gift the apostles received on the day of Pentecost is the kingdom of God being poured out in the person of the Holy Spirit. And those who are baptized into the Spirit, as Peter spoke about on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God fell, he said, this is the kingdom. This is a sign. This is the reality that Jesus, who is risen from the dead, is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and the new creation has begun, and the kingdom is going forth. Now repent, come, turn, and be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is the life, the proclamation of what Jesus intended, and the apostles take up, and Peter takes the lead on in proclaiming it. Just before Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, he said, you know, John baptized with water. His was a baptism of repentance, but I'm the one who's come to baptize in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God in its essence is God's action through the death and resurrection of Jesus and the mission of Jesus and the Holy Spirit being poured out into the hearts of men and women. This is the outbreaking of the kingdom of God. It's not just an organization. It's not just another religious organization or institution. It's a living organism. It's God's kingdom life being extended into the world. And Peter was the first one to stand up that day after having heard Jesus say, you shall receive power when the Spirit comes upon you, and then you'll be my witnesses. Wait, he told them to wait in the upper room, because even though they went through everything they went through and the lessons they learned, the hard lessons and the deep teaching Jesus gave them, they weren't ready. They could not do it under their own power and their own strength. They needed the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. So the inner ring of brothers and sisters who was there in the upper room, they needed the Spirit, because it's the Spirit who brings the life of Jesus. It's the Spirit who brings the power of the King. And it's through the Spirit that the mission moves in the world. It's not a human achievement. It's not just our natural strategies that can make it happen. It's our being humble and yielding to and receiving fully the work of the Holy Spirit that Jesus said would be like dynamite, would be real power given to us, the dynamite of the unfolding of the kingdom of God. And so Peter took the point on that. And the apostles all were there with him and followed. And he was the one who preached that great message on the day of Pentecost. But what I'd like to do is go to Acts chapter 3, where it's after the days of Pentecost, and people were baptized, and thousands were coming to Jesus and entering the church. And we know in chapter 3 that Peter healed, through the power of the Lord at work in him, a lame beggar who'd been sat at the gate beautiful of the temple day after day after day for a very long period of time. And when Peter and John were walking in, good Jews to go to temple, just like Jesus went to temple to pray, he cried out to them, you know, for money, because he begged for money so he could live, right? And Peter looked at him and said, "Silver and gold I don't have." Isn't that interesting? Peter didn't have lots of money. He was like his master. Jesus said the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. The kingdom of God wasn't about money. And Peter looked at him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." And the power of God went forward. And Peter was simply obeying Jesus. Jesus told the apostles, "What you see me doing, you will do." And they even did a bit of it while he was here. But they were extending the kingdom. And the kingdom goes forth in witnessing to Jesus, proclaiming the gospel, healing the sick, raising the dead, all of that. That's part of the mission that Jesus empowered the church for. And so Peter's obeying and he's stepping into it. And then Peter uses this moment, this opportunity to preach the gospel. And remember, just a few months earlier, it was his master, it was Jesus in the temple who was preaching the gospel, who was cleansing the temple, who was speaking about the kingdom of God, who was revealing himself in the moment. It was also the temple and the whole, you know, the Sanhedrin and the religious leaders of the time that were there that fateful night on Holy Thursday and on Good Friday and led with the Romans. And really, each one of us were there, our sinful nature. We were also crying out, as the church has said many times, "Crucify him." It was the human race who was rejecting the lordship, kingship of Jesus. The world, the flesh, and the devil set against him. And it was in the same area now where Peter, who that night followed Jesus at a distance and denied him, as we've spoken about a number of times over the last few weeks. Now Peter, after healing him, of course, it draws a crowd. It's one of the reasons why the Father works signs and wonders. Jesus said, I always do what I see the Father doing. And sometimes what the Father is doing is saying, "Raise Lazarus from the dead." And that's what Jesus did. And Jesus is saying the same thing. You're going to live the life I lived. You're going to extend my life, my authority, my kingship, my love, my mission into the world. And so here Peter is right in that same temple, following the footsteps of his master. And a crowd gathers and Peter begins to preach. And I just think this is so beautiful. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? At this man who was healed? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk?" It's wonderful. Peter's like, "Look, I'm a fisherman. Why are you looking at me like there's something special about me, Peter, the fisherman? It's not me who healed him." He goes on, he says, "The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, when you delivered him up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him." So Peter's saying he's using the opportunity now to bear witness. Remember what Jesus told them in one of his last meetings, in I think it's Luke's account of the post-resurrection appearance. He said, "Now you see, brothers, that all that happened to me went according to Scripture. Everything that I went through is what was the destiny of the Messiah, though many don't see it. But you saw it. You are witnesses to what happened. Now I want you to go forward and to testify about what happened to me. Tell people who I am and what happened to me and why it happened. And then what I want you to do is to tell them that the purpose of it all was so that their sins may be forgiven." and offer them the forgiveness of sins in my name. Of course, in that context, in that chapter, he said, now, this is what I'm telling you to do, what I'm commissioning and sending you forth for. But you're going to have to wait until I clothe you with power from on high, which is what we've been talking about. So here the opportunity is now for Peter. He stood up on the day of Pentecost and declared in the streets what was going on. And now he's in the temple. And he reminds them, let's go back. I want to tell you who raised this man, who healed this man, this lame beggar. He said, but you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. So he's declaring what are the facts of what happened and who was he? You didn't just kill some ordinary religious prophet. You killed the author of life, whom God sent. But God had a different plan, brothers, to raise Jesus from the dead. And to this we're witnesses. That's what it's all about. What was the healing of the lame man about? It was a sign of the outbreak of the kingdom. What's the kingdom? The kingdom is the enthronement of the king and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit of his life, his rule, his reign in the world, in a fallen world. And it's beginning in Jerusalem, in the temple. And it's Peter, the one who denied him, who fell, who was declaring it. Jesus had restored him. It's so beautiful. Verse 16, it says, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith which is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of all of you. The name of Jesus. I remember St. John Paul II said years ago when in his document, Ecclesia in America, talking about the churches in America, says, you know, the church in America must learn again to speak the name of Jesus. Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. This is what the mission of the church, this is what evangelization is all about. It's communicating Jesus, speaking about Jesus, his love and his who he is, and being obedient to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit wants to work signs and wonders in our time and is doing it, just like in Peter's. Peter goes on. But what God foretold by the mouth of the prophets that his Christ should suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for establishing all that God spoke by the mouth of the holy prophets from of old. So Peter's being totally faithful. Jesus said, now I want you to go and I want you to tell them what you saw. I will work through you and then I want you to offer them, call them to repentance and the forgiveness of sins. This, friends, is the central mission of the church. And Peter was the one now who gives us the paradigm. He's the one who shows us what this mission looks like. And friends, he's the one who Jesus restored. And he's the one who loves the Lord by the grace and power of the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful to see? Friends, the Lord wants you to be engaged in this mission, for me to be engaged in this mission. He wants to heal us of all that separates us. He wants to forgive us of our sins, and he wants to empower us in the Holy Spirit with radical love for him. Friends, let's open our hearts. Let's walk in it. Let's receive it and believe it for his glory. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.